I have to if I'm going to be your sensei. My first appointment with you is next Thursday, I believe.
Yep. 1500 universal time.
Sit for a minute. I have questions.
Eureka flailed vaguely toward a couch to their left.
I will use they for Eureka, for there is nothing female about a creature to whom the body is no more than the mind's imperfect interface, and the sex organ one more convenient place to cluster sensors. Even if Eureka's robe falls so loose that this guest can see the spiral of peaking pubic hair, Carlyle would feel nothing but awkwardness.
Why are you back?
I have your stat trail here. I know how often you go back to parishioners' places same day. It's practically never.
My stat trail?
Carlyle scratched his head, his blonde hair shining glossy in the light despite its neglectful overgrowth.
Past car usage. Everyone has patterns.
I don't just have the system send cars when you call. I have to teach it to anticipate who'll likely call cars when, so it can pre-route them sensibly.
Why did you come back here same day?
Way out of pattern. So exciting. I see radical pattern breaks sometimes, but I never get to ask directly why.
I saw Carlyle's flinch over the cameras, his first test keeping the secret.
Are you looking at my tracker data?
Part of it.
I only receive tracker data related to when you'll want a car. My system doesn't look at your image or audio feeds, just where you are, who's called you, work people, home people, things to tell the system where you're likely to want to go next. You never return to people's houses same day like this.
So why did you?
I wanted to talk to Thisbe again, or to that servicer named Mycroft, who apparently comes here a lot.
Carlyle's voice had that slight shrill edge of someone who fears he might be less than plausible.
Yours is a very important bash, and this is a very special situation. When you all have the same sensei and something happens to them, you all need to mourn at once. But you've just lost the one person who could help you do it. I need to help you get comfortable with me as quickly as I can, and sometimes that'll mean repeat sessions.
Yeah, it's a problem all having the same sensei. Are you sitting yet?
Carlyle had not sat, and paled now, catching himself staring at Eureka, at her mouth, the pale edge of the taste pad that filled it like a gag just visible between slack, silenced lips.
Sorry.
He settled on the sofa.
A bash all sharing a sensei is tough in this one situation, but it's still absolutely what I recommend.
We can do so much more when we have the whole bash in context. You're really wise to ask for it. It speaks well of how carefully you're being custodians of yourselves as well as of the system.
Eureka twitched.
But there was no way to guess whether it was a response to Carlyle or the lunch hour of some distant capital.
It's just easier on Occam, not vetting multiple people through security stuff.
But I don't know why you're the new pick. We asked for a humanist,
and I specifically asked for a sensei who'd done Cartesian set-sets before.
There were a lot of factors in picking someone for your bash. You all have special needs. I know I have a lot to learn, but I'm excited to get started.
I also said, no cousins. That shouldn't have been hard. No brillists and no cousins.
Carlyle fiddled with his flowing gray-green cousin's wrap, uncomfortable watching a face that could not watch back. Just because set-set training is illegal in my hive doesn't mean I'm personally uncomfortable working with you.
But are you against set-set training in general?
Personally, I mean.
I have a right to know. It's not a religious question. It's a political question. You don't get to plead sensei's neutrality.
Fair question, Carlyle answered cheerfully. But I don't have a firm opinion.
Don't dodge.
Leslie and Occam have a right to know, too. First kid they have will be sent off for training, same as I was. They have a right to know if their sensei is thinking child abuse every time it comes up. And I have a right to ask for a sensei who doesn't think I'm a horrible human experiment. At this point, I received a message from Eureka's brother, Cato Weeksbooth, asking me to get the sensei out of the living room. Carlyle smiled the slow, patient smile of one struggling to swallow something difficult with grace. Let me clarify, I have an opinion, but my opinion isn't firm. I'm fully aware that I don't really know anything about what it's like being a set-set. I have a gut reaction that to me it sounds horrific, growing up all wired to a computer, never playing with other kids or seeing the real sun. But I also know there's a lot of propaganda surrounding set-sets, and I don't even know if those clichés are true. I want to have my mind made up by getting to know you. I've met other kinds of set-sets briefly, a flash set-set, an abacus set-set, and they both said they were very happy. And I respect their opinions more than mine, since I know I don't know anything. That's acceptably unbigoted. Either that, or you're being cagey, because you don't want to be fired. The cousin's face was hard to read at that moment. Sad, perhaps. I could get another assignment, but I was proud to be trusted with one this important, so I would appreciate if you gave me a chance. Do you really think you can work with me fairly? I think I can if you help me. You can clear a lot of the propaganda. Like what? Did you really grow up in a computer, isolated from your Ba siblings, or is that propaganda? I wasn't in isolation. I always knew Cato and Cardi and Occam and Thisbe and the twins. We texted all the time when we were growing up. It's not like we couldn't be real Ba-sibs just because my meat was in Seoul. A shade of melancholy protest darkened Carlyle's face. I can guess the sorts of deprivations that trickled through his mind. No horseplay by the beach in this text-only childhood. No irresponsible late nights making fortresses of bunk beds. No hugs, changing month by month as Ba-sibs grow at different paces. Perhaps he thought of his cousin-run Foster Bash, swarming with colors, games, too effervescent for even the pain of lost parents to linger. Hers must have seemed a nightmare. As for Eureka's thoughts during the long pause, I can no more guess than I can imagine the set-set's all-sensory dreams or take over their all-important task. May I ask another? Less politeness, more asking. Carlyle smiled. I presume it's also propaganda that you never saw the sun. True, actually. Well, training is totally different for different kinds of set-sets, but for a Cartesian, it's true. I first saw it when I was 17. It was smaller than I thought, and glarier. But now I can go watch a sunset any time. I just don't want to. It's boring. So slow. Monosensory. And before you fuss, I may have grown up never seeing a sunset, but you've never seen a six-dimensional Homo scedastic crest up from the day to sea. And you never will, because you're wasting those nerves on telling you your knee itches. Carlyle ran his fingertip across his knee. Can you tell me what it's like? You were watching my car, you said. Are you watching another one now? Now? Right now I'm reviewing every car that flew in the last 10 hours, played back at 20 times speed, and I can keep them all straight. Speed, destination, age of vehicle. I can even tell which ones need the climate control retuned. I've heard it looks like schooling fish? Carlyle asked. That's your abacus set-set talking. Totally different training, sight-focused instead of all sense. Optimized to do mass calculations fast, not overextended time. I can keep it up for hours and hours. 5 days straight if I take anti-sleeps. And I use everything. Right now, I'm tracking 9 variables with sight, 10 with hearing, 5 really complicated ones with taste and smell, 9 with tactile, 6 with temperature, and 18 with nerves your body would use for pain, but mine are totally re-registered. Not unpleasant at all. So none of that crap about torture. It isn't torture. It's a sense. I just cultivated it differently. Same as when kids learn music early or languages. It's all different ways of cultivating brain growth. Carlyle winced at cultivating, probably remembering the infamous Ongaro anti-set-set poster. Clippers snipping the last rebellious shoot from a tightly trimmed rosebush superimposed over a brain. So what does it look like to you? Not fish? Not fish. It doesn't look like anything. Trying to say what it looks like with just sight is like explaining how pumpernickel tastes to someone who can only taste sour. You don't have the right senses. See, here you are, salty little yellow ball of light. But if I zoom select, there. Now you're a salty polygon with gradients. Oh, you're prickly on one end. No, 2 ends. But you have 5 ends, so that's not very prickly. At this point, I received a second, more frantic and incoherent message from Cato Weeksbooth, simultaneously commanding and begging me to get the scary sensei out of the living room. I started up the stairs. Carlyle tugged free a lock of hair caught in his collar. Are set-sets the only way to run the cars? I don't need this nurturist crap in my own home, cousin. I'm not a bird with its wings clipped. You're a bird stuck in its shell. I hope, good reader, that the name of nurturist has faded by your age, that the zealots are quiet, and that the wound sliced by the violence is finally healed. For me, it has been 2 centuries since the Set-Set riots rocked our young alliance, so the wound is scabbed over. But reminders like Eureka still pick it raw. Please, Carlyle answered, I'm not a nurturist. And I didn't mean the question adversarially. Honestly, I just genuinely want to know. It's such an adversarial topic, I can't ask anything without it being a question someone asked in anger sometime. Fair. It's not the only way to run the system. It launched in 2170, but Cartesian set-sets weren't developed for another 40 years. Before we took over, they had almost 100 car crashes every year instead of 9, and the speeds were lower then, too. They couldn't fly safely over 900 kilometers per hour. Now we fly them over 1,000. He nodded. You must be very proud, protecting so many people. I'll be proud if I get it up to 1,100. Let everyone on Earth spend 90 less hours stuck in a car each year. That would be an achievement. Carlyle smiled. That sentiment, at least, transcended the barrier of plastic and sensory rift. So, why are you really back? We are fortunate Eureka could not see the shock on Carlyle's face. I told you. You were lying. You say situations like this take multiple visits like it's a normal thing, but it's not normal. Your return probability wouldn't be under 1% if it was normal. He floundered. It's not normal. It's a very unusual situation. Is it Thisbe? Love at first sight? What? I wouldn't blame you. Thisbe's great. A facial expression might have helped Carlyle tell whether Eureka was joking. But a Homo sapiens, whose world since birth has been raw data swimming in the void, does not learn facial expressions like a normal child. Carlyle leapt to his feet. Absolutely not. Thisbe's my parishioner. You're one of those senseirs. If you mean a sensei who takes my oath seriously, yes, I am. Carlyle, on his feet, his cousin's rap swishing like storm, is what greeted me as I rounded the landing and reached the living room. The sight of me forced instant calm upon the sensei,